Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We begin tonight with the death of O.J. Simpson at the age of 76 from prostate cancer. The former football star turned sportscaster, pitchman, and actor saw his career and legacy come crashing down after he was accused of double murder.
Tonight, the death of O.J. Simpson, the former murder defendant, disgraced football star and actor dying of cancer.
Tonight, the one-time NFL legend at the center of what many have called the trial of the century. O.J. Simpson is dead at 76. The Football Hall of Famer who became a Hollywood star only to be charged in 1994 with the brutal murders of his ex-wife Nicole Brown and her friend Ron Goldman. The drama all playing out on live TV, the White Bronco chase. Simpson's arrest, the trial, the gloves, and ultimately that not guilty verdict.
Mr. Simpson is a fugitive of justice right now.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Did you indeed commit those murders?
No.
There you go. That's your full summary of the O.J. Simpson trial and theme music. So, you know, it's interesting to me that as a culture we have decided that it's funny. You know, I saw a lot of things on social media yesterday that things like a picture of a gallon of orange juice with the expiration date of April 11th on it. You know, or a picture of a stretch limo white Bronco driving in front of a group of cop cars as funeral procession. Or notes that, hey, all you white Bronco owners, your cars just doubled in value yesterday because... I mean, these are all the things I saw on social media. And you know what I thought? There was a part of me, you know, there was a part of me that laughed. There's a part of me that chuckled. And then there was a part of me that's like, but we still agree he's a murderer though. Yeah, right? I mean, right? Like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, double homicide? Is that where we're at as a culture?
You know what? I have to say, I really appreciate that. It was a tough day. God, I miss O.J. so much already. I really do. As most of you probably know, the big story was that O.J. Simpson went to hell today. He arrived at 6:04 this morning. Turns out not much different than Florida. It's a...
So, I mean, it's hard to disagree with that.
Rare that a celebrity as famous as O.J. was doesn't get an outpouring of love after news of his death, but it makes sense. O.J., this is from his old friend, his former very good friend, Caitlyn Jenner, tweeted, "Good riddance, O.J. Simpson." Bruce Jenner loved O.J. Caitlyn, not a fan.
Guilty of dead naming there, Jimmy Kimmel. But, you know, yeah, I find myself conflicted because there was a part of me that, you know, I get the jokes and we joke about all kinds of things that are inappropriate all the time. I mean, you know, news people as much as or more than most people. But there's also a part of me that's like, but y'all remember what he did? Well, some people think he didn't. I think he did. You know, a lot of disagreement on this subject and we have two rulings one way and the other way, right, in the civil trial and the criminal trial. It's kind of a weird thing to continue to perpetuate somebody's celebrity status if you believe he killed two people in a violent fit of rage. But, of course, this was the beginning of CNN, right? This is everybody remembers where they were at the moment watching the Bronco get chased. Everybody who saw it remembers where they were. Many people remember where they were when the verdict came down. And then the following things with the, you know, the merchandise and the hotel room and the just all of the other stuff. And, you know, of course, a very, very celebrated football player and then a very fairly celebrated, B-roll actor. And then, you know, all of this other stuff. So I find myself uninterested in the jokes so much today because mostly what I'm thinking is, you know, pretty bad stuff that he did. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We are looking all good through Pensacola. There are no white Broncos speeding on the interstate. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. If you are on Highway 98, east and westbound through Navarre and Gulf Breeze, that is flowing smoothly. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. No delays on Burgess or Olive. If you do see something we should be reporting, please call or text our traffic tip line at 436-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
437-1620,
437.
It's no worries. It happens. No big deal. And they probably heard it too. That's why, because they probably thought the same exact thing. All right. Hey, Pensacola Hardware is a great place to go to get your supplies if you're working on a home improvement project of any sort. And right now, they're actually having an end of season blowout on heaters and fireplace accessories. While supplies last, all of this stuff's on sale. Fireplace screens, ceramic heaters, outdoor fireplaces, LP gas heaters, infrared heaters, fireplace tools, Hotshot SS outdoor fireplaces, propane convection heaters, and electric tower heaters right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Pensacola Hardware, helping keep you hot as the summer comes. But that's why the things are on discount. You know, think ahead, plan ahead next winter. And helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road at the back gate of NAS, or shop them online at jimsfirearms.net.
PenAir Credit Union's new high-yield checking account helps members elevate their financial journey when they need it most. Earn 4% APY simply by enrolling in e-statements and making a deposit of $250 or more once a month. It's that simple. Get started online by visiting PenAir.org or visit one of our 12 convenient locations in Northwest Florida and South Alabama. It's okay to think big. PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 4% annual percentage yield with e-statement and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more. For details, go to PenAir.org/checking.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for NPR senior business editor and reporter Yuri Berliner, who this week wrote a disgusting piece of propaganda for the Free Press entitled, "I've been at NPR for 25 years, here's how we lost America's trust." His central thesis is that the once-vaunted news giant NPR has lost its way, its credibility, and its audience's respect, as well as its audience, because it has allowed itself to be completely dominated by progressive viewpoints. He says NPR has embraced anti-Trumpism and a recognition of the importance of unconscious bias, white privilege, diversity, equity, inclusion, racial and gendered sensitivity, and every other significant tenet of our religion. He even laments that among the Washington, D.C. newsroom, he identified 87 registered Democrats and zero registered Republicans, a discovery his fellow NPRsters found uninteresting. But of course they didn't care. What is there to care about when everything's going right? For decades, we have been working diligently to exclude conservatives, Christians, white people, and men from positions of power and influence in news, media, education, arts, and entertainment. And we finally arrived at the glorious point where NPR is an entirely woke compliant entity. Hallelujah! What's the problem? Mr. Berliner seems to be upset that we are winning. And in the process, he's running the risk of undoing all the great gains we've made over the years toward coherence of thought and consistency of message at great truth-telling centers like NPR, CNN, MSNBC, and virtually every newspaper and university department in existence. This is what total domination looks like. Sit back and enjoy it, sir. But of course, the very first rule about ideological domination is that you do not talk about ideological domination. For breaking the single prime directive of social subversion, Yuri Berliner must go woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Go rest high.
I'm pleased to announce that aside from the brief flub around NPR, this week is a mostly praise report jubilee. Second, we want to encourage and affirm the valiant efforts of The View's Sonny Hostin to bring awareness to the one and only most unholy problem of all time, global climate change. On Monday's show, the conversation turned to the significance of a solar eclipse, the year of double cicada emergence, and the New York City earthquake all happening around the same time. Showing her devotion to the cause, our beloved buffoon bravely and sagaciously connected all the dots.
Got a solar eclipse, we've got the earthquake, and then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Although I love
for the first time in
cicadas,
like
cicada.
No, 100 years.
In a way.
I will say all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or the Earth is returning.
Now, yes, it is true that certified fact checker level 3 Whoopi Goldberg did have to explain to Sunny that her understanding of the cicadas was mistaken and that their mating cycle is unrelated to climate change. Goldberg also explained that the solar eclipse is astronomically predictable and being a space phenomenon is unrelated to climate change. Then, certified fact checker cadet level 0 Joy Bihar also explained that earthquakes are under the surface and therefore unrelated to climate change. So yes, it was a bit awkward for the scientifically illiterate Hostin to be so publicly corrected in this way, but that is totally beside the point. Even if none of her connections were logically valid, it still serves the cause of getting people to talk about climate change and to think that everything is connected to this one most unholy problem we face. By becoming the butt of so many climate denial jokes, Hostin still wins for the cause by forcing the enemies of science to talk about our issue, thus constantly recentering it in people's minds. The average weak-minded fan of The View will not remember that Sunny got all her conclusions wrong, but they will be left with the general and crucial sense that climate change is so important, it is literally earth-shaking in New York, life-altering for cicada sex, and powerful enough to block out the sun. Side note, we suspect Hostin did this all on purpose. As a Notre Dame law grad, Department of Justice antitrust trial attorney, federal prosecutor of sex criminals, and global fraud investigator for Kroll, Sunny is simply too smart to be this dumb. Thus, we suspect this was all carefully calculated to appear so colossally stupid that silly conservatives would be drawn into talking about it and recentering climate change in the minds of people as a consequence. Well played, Miss Hostin. Well played. Even if you got it so wrong, you still got it so right. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our most hearty praise for the Mattel Corporation and their recent redesign of the classic board game Scrabble. Recognizing that the morally evolved Generation Z wants cooperation rather than competition, is more interested in lighthearted fun rather than serious intellectual endeavors, and just plain doesn't like math, Mattel has modernized the 75-year-old board game with the welcoming and inclusive title Scrabble Together. In this kinder, gentler version of the brutally cutthroat legacy word war game, players no longer keep score but instead satisfy challenges such as play a horizontal word, play a three-letter word, play a word with two of the same consonant, or play a word that touches the edge of the board. The first player to rack up 20 such kindergarten-level achievements is the winner of a game in which everyone is a winner just by playing. If you've ever had a letter that was too hard to play, no problem. Power cards let you do things like turn that letter into a wild blank tile. With exciting cooperative gameplay options that reward you for being a good neighbor, this new Scrabble is really helping to build a better future society of interconnected inclusivists. What the Gen Z culture Sherpas told Mattel is they felt intimidated by Scrabble, and they didn't like how it made them feel, especially when they lost or made other people lose. This important feedback convinced Mattel to make a nicer version of a board game for people who apparently do not like board games. Now, one thing we especially celebrate about this move is that it reaffirms one of our basic tenets, that it's important to always be changing things for the sake of changing things, taking away from people their attachment to anything long-lasting and stable and cultivating a healthy novelty fetish, so they will always be easily manipulated into the latest ridiculous thing we need them to believe. So if highly competitive games like Chutes and Ladders or Uno are too stressful for you, and if overly complicated games like Go Fish and Candyland produce too much intellectual anxiety, have no fears. Scrabble Together is here for you. And yes, participation ribbons that celebrate you just for being you are included in every game box. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, keep young Brittany Crutchenfeld in your mantras as she is still recovering from last week's incident with a housing-deprived person who, through no fault of his own, tried to rob Brittany with a knife when a male stranger interceded and frightened the poor blameless vagrant away. During our investigation, Brittany confessed to feeling safer having a man nearby and even said she hoped she might eventually find a husband who would protect her from life's dangers. Sadly, the Level 2 gender equality re-education and indoctrination camp seems to be having little effect at reforming her, and Brittany may have to be released back into general society without having adequately repented from her embrace of patriarchal chivalry. Such a sad prospect, but perhaps the next round of therapies will succeed where last week's were unsuccessful. Refreshments this week are provided by Windshield Surprise, a Midwestern bakery and high-end purveyor of insect-based delicacies such as palmetto profiteroles, mealybug macaroons, and this year's special and my personal favorite, cicada cobbler, available for a limited time only. So raise awareness of the nutritional value of bugs, enjoy some food that only has a very small face, and take solace in knowing that you're doing your part for the planetary ecosystem. Windshield Surprise, you can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
628 on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
We are still looking all green on I-10, I-110. No traffic coming through to Gulf Breeze. 9 miles accident-free, not showing any delays in Car City. Highway 90 is clear from Milton into Pace. If you do see anything on the road that we should be reporting, please give us a call at our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Oh, and by the way, today is Jake, not his last day as employee because he's going to stay hosting Pep Talk,
right,
but just had some schedule troubles with doing the morning show, and we hate to see him go, but we'd love to see Jimmy come on the board. So anyway, Jake is going to be with Pep Talk. Jimmy's going to be the producer and traffic person going forward. Jake, I love you so much.
I love you too. It's because of my cat. He gets up at 3:30 with me when I get up in the morning, and he keeps my wife up for the rest of the
week. Oh, man. It's rough. It is rough. Yeah, and she cats. Works, so it's a... I understand.
Yeah.
David's got our headlines in the newsroom. David,
blame my cat.
I'm just tore up to hear about Brittany Crutchenfeld.
Yeah, no, she's probably not going to be successfully reformed, unfortunately. So we're still hoping for her.
That's terrible.
Light an incense stick if you would.
Well, according to a new report, U.S. intelligence officials fear that most of the 130-some hostages still held in Gaza are already dead. The Israel Defense Forces estimate that over 30 have died, with some American officials who are familiar with U.S. and Israeli intelligence believing it's closer to double that number. Vice President Kamala Harris heading to Arizona today after the state Supreme Court there upheld a near-total ban on abortions. She'll be in Tucson for an event focusing on abortion there.
Thanks so much, David. Oh, somebody sent in a text. Good morning, Andrew. I don't know if he did or if he didn't confess his sins talking about OJ, but aren't you glad that God doesn't remember our sins like people remember our sins once confessed to God? No, that's, you know, that comment by Jimmy Kimmel that he's in hell now. I don't know, and you don't know. It would very much depend on whether he repented or not, whether he came to faith or not. You know, it's that, not what you did wrong, because we all did enough wrong to go to that awful place.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
House Speaker Mike Johnson joins Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida today.
Former President Trump urged Republicans to vote against a bill Johnson wanted to get through to extend a warrantless surveillance program on suspected terrorists. The former president wants a deeper overhaul of that program that he says was used to spy on his campaign. This also comes as Johnson fends off a threat by Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene to call for a vote to push the speaker out over his support for additional Ukraine funding.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice turns himself in on aggravated assault and other charges.
He and another speeding driver allegedly caused a chain reaction crash that involved a half dozen vehicles on a busy Dallas highway last month. Rice's attorney telling the Associated Press that his client acknowledges his actions and feels deeply for those injured.
Fox's Sue Guzman. There have been water rescues from flooding in western Pennsylvania and West Virginia. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 54 degrees right now. Beautiful, clear morning. Sunshine here in Pensacola today. Well, it looks like more and more tractor thefts are being reported across the area. According to Channel 3, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office is now investigating after two stolen tractors ended up in the hands of a local car dealer who says he was duped into buying them. Back in February, Deep South Crane Rentals owner Jimmy White said somebody stole one of those tractors from him.
The investigators out of the Bruton area, they had mentioned that there may be, like, up in central to North Alabama, that there's been a track of tractors being stolen. Yeah. Not saying that ours is tied to that by no means, but, you know, I guess when something like this happens, you start hearing those stories out there.
And so far in that case, no arrests have been made. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright says he spent some time in Washington, D.C. this week lobbying for military-related needs. He and Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh both attended the Defense Communities Summit.
We're trying to secure funding for a hangar for the new helicopters at Whiting for the new TH-73 Thrasher that Leonardo is providing to the U.S. Navy. And most importantly, recently, we're working to try to secure some type of funding and plan to help with a child development center to assist the men and women that are up there trying to get their wings and training.
And Wright estimates the cost for a CDC would be about $20 million. He says currently there's a waiting list of over 100 aviators that are still looking to get child care in the area. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh was there to lobby on behalf of NAS Pensacola for a new hangar for the Blue Angels. Well, eight Northwest Florida counties getting a big boost in tourism marketing dollars. The Triumph Gulf Coast Board awarding $10.5 million to Visit Florida, which can be used by the coastal counties stretching from Escambia to Wakulla County.
We want to be known as the premier region for natural beach adventure. There's so much else to do in each county, and so the goal is to get them to explore throughout each county, and so we'll have a messages that we'll be doing that.
Darren Schaefer from Visit Pensacola, and he says those grants will pay out $4.5 million for 3 years. The eight counties can use that money to push out messaging on social media and video streaming services. They'll be using the slogan, Adventure Within Reach. A Fort Walton Beach man facing a homicide charge for allegedly flinging a woman from his truck, causing a head injury that ultimately killed her. That happened last month. Officials say 27-year-old Matthew Reeves and the victim had left a nightclub after a verbal argument. Sometime later, that woman had gotten out of the truck he was driving, was holding onto the hood and standing on the front bumper. Investigators say Reeves accelerated into a parking lot, then slammed on the brakes. That forced the woman to fly off of the truck backwards. She hit her head when she fell. Died on April 1st. Investigators say that incident was captured on surveillance video. Reeves' statements to police were reportedly not consistent with surveillance footage of the incident. He now remains in the Okaloosa County Jail. He's being held with no bond. And a big donation for UWF, a record-setting donation. According to the school, they said that they've received $9 million from Daryl and Debbie Gooden, the largest gift from a living donor in UWF history. President Martha Saunders says that money will be used to break ground on the new Argos football stadium. It'll be Daryl Gooden Stadium. Gooden is a Pensacola native who studied accounting at UWF. He says he's thrilled to be able to give the donation. 6:35, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing?
We are all still green this morning in Pensacola. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. I-10 and I-110 are all clear, and Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent, and Fairfield. If you do see anything we should be reporting, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy Donovan with the Traffic on the Fives.
We are going to have a beautiful sunny day today. Temperatures starting off chilly, but warming up into the mid-70s by the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 52. Beautiful sunny weather as we go into the weekend. Sunshine for Saturday, high near 75. Sunshine as we go into Sunday as well with a high near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it is 54 degrees in Pensacola, 55 in Gulf Breeze, and 54 in Milton. Our next news at 7. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The share price of Trump Media has fallen 5.4%. DJT shares, the majority of which are owned by Donald Trump, closed at $32.41. The social media company stock began publicly trading on the NASDAQ last month and peaked at nearly $80 that day. As of yesterday's close, the shares are worth $2.55 billion on paper, which is about half what they were worth 2 weeks ago. Lawyers for FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried have filed a notice to appeal his 25-year prison sentence for his federal fraud and conspiracy conviction. Bankman has also been ordered to pay $11 billion in penalties. If he loses his appeal, Bankman-Fried would have to petition to the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case. Futures are moderately lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials dropped 2, the NASDAQ gained 271, and the S&P 500 up 38. That's your money now.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL. To see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 877-92-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
It's the most soothing music in all of sports. That's right. It's the Masters. And the reason I play that is because I have on the line former producer, former Jimmy, former Jake, former Candy, former a couple of years ago for a long time, my producer of the show, Davis Allen Wood. Davis, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, thank you so much for having me on and appropriately playing that kind of music. It's
I know, so because you were so at the Masters. You went right to Augusta.
I did. I got to go just for one day, the practice round on Wednesday, but it was such an experience. I thought it was so cool that you reached out and you wanted me to come on and discuss it, because there's so much about that place and the history behind it, the beauty of it. It's just a spectacular event if you're able to go, and it was just so cool.
I've never been. I am a golfer of sorts. I am not much of a golf fan, as you know. I will follow it occasionally, or if I think there's something interesting and dramatic going on, but I don't sit there and watch the four rounds and all that kind of stuff. And that's why I wanted to hear from you, because I know a lot of people do. They're very in the, and if they're going to be into golf at all, the Masters is going to be the thing that they're into. And so I just wanted to, I don't know, get a firsthand report from you of, you know, was this your first time going, or had you been before?
This was my first time.
Oh, wow.
So, and there's a process. There's a process, right? You have to apply for tickets, and they do a lottery system. And thousands, millions of people, I'm sure, apply for these tickets, but millions of people can't be on the grounds at the same time. So I applied for four tickets for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just whatever I can get. And you can only get up to four tickets. So I just got very lucky. You know, my brother reached out to me and said, hey, I did not get tickets. Did you? And so I logged into the website and I scrolled down really fast and I was like, I don't see anything. And all of a sudden I saw a button that said, click here to proceed to payment options.
Nice.
And I'm like, well, they're only going to give me that option if I got the tickets.
Right.
And I'm like, I scrolled back up. I completely went, got tickets.
But it was great.
Which I was at, I'll be honest, I was at work when that happened. And I was like, holy, you know what?
Holy
it was a good
butter
day.
Biscuits,
a good
Batman! Right. Oh, that's cool. So, I mean, what was it like when? So, you get there, and you know, do they do shifts of fans? Are you there for the whole day? You know what? I mean, and what did you see? What was it like?
So they open it up at 8 o'clock, and everyone comes on in, and it's hilarious because they have a no running policy. So they have video people speed walking, and it's the funniest thing in the world watching a 65-year-old man speed walking.
Because you've all got like your spots that you're trying to get to on the course, I guess.
Yes. So you know, a lot of people have these chairs, they're Masters themed chairs. You're not allowed to have armrest on them for some reason.
Okay.
So what people do, and I've had friends that have gone and have reached out and told me what to expect. We entered from the back entrance. They have a north entrance and south entrance. We entered from the south, which takes you right by the 16th hole, the famous par 3 hole. So what we did was we walked over there and immediately put our chair down. And no one's going to touch it. No one's going to mess with it. It had my friend's name written on it. So we put it in one spot. And we figured, all right, this is where we're going to start and end our day. And then from there, we just walked around. You know, starting from the 16th hole, we were able to walk across and get a view of a lot of the golf course just from there. Some of the things that stood out to me immediately were, one, you know how green it looks on TV? It's that green in real life. They don't spray paint it to make it look greener. They do something magical. The grounds crew does something magical where that grass is just as green. It's very soft. You know, the divots don't even look like real divots. It's just spectacular how well-maintained this golf course is. And then, of course, you have the clubhouses and, you know, all these areas that are restricted to fans to access, but from a distance, you can see the players that are walking through. You can see the players that are on the course doing their practice rounds. I mean, one of the first players that we saw, and it was so neat being so close to them, were former Masters champion Jordan Spieth.
Uh-huh.
And then he was playing with Ricky Fowler.
Oh.
And that was on the second hole. So they were a little early into their practice round. And from there, you know, just one, watching the players do their practice rounds. You know, they have a putting green where you see Max Homa, who's currently, I believe, tied for third place or fourth place in the Masters. He still needs to complete his first round. We saw Rory McIlroy and Matthew Fitzpatrick, Scottie Scheffler, Tom Kim, Sam Burns, Brooks Koepka. The list goes on and on. Bryson DeChambeau. who's currently winning.
When they're doing their practice round, are they, I mean, taking multiple shots, trying things out? Are they genuinely just practicing around, or are they playing around like they would play?
So it's a little bit of both. They're playing an actual round, but if they hit a bad shot, their caddy is very quick to throw them another ball.
Okay, and so that's the only time you'd see that is during practice. Okay.
Right. Because I was a little confused because you see a couple golf balls land. Like, there's only two people in the group, or there's like four golf balls. But that's right. They're practicing their shots. They're trying to get a couple of attempts in to try and take the best shot for when round one comes along.
Okay, so they're trying out new mitts, taking grounders, and practicing fundamentals. I mean, they're learning the course, how the course is playing that. You're very interesting. Actually, hang on for just a second, Davis. I had one or two other things I wanted to ask you about, but let's get a quick traffic in here from Jimmy. Go ahead, Jimmy.
This traffic report is sponsored by Fresh from Florida. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110, not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. If you're coming in from Pace or Milton on Highway 90, you are good to go. If you do see anything we should be reporting on, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. From pancakes to smoothies, almost everything is better with Florida blueberries. In season now, look for Fresh from Florida blueberries at your local grocery store. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Davis Allen Wood, former producer for this show. And he was at the Masters and for the first time, which I just thought would be kind of a cool thing to have people, you know, you can be their eyes and, you know, nose and ears at the Masters, even though, you know, if they've never been there before, especially for the practice round. I assume met Bubba Watson in person before, so, you know, seeing him wouldn't have been all that special other than seeing him at a place like this. But did you have any interactions? Did you see his daughter? Anything like that kind of cool happen?
So I did see Bubba Watson a handful of times, so over at the practice greens and at the driving range. No interactions, but you're right. You know, back in my news radio days, we saw Bubba quite frequently. And I'm sure if you go on the news radio Facebook page, you'll find photos
right.
of us at events that involve Bubba. And in fact, I know for a fact you'll find a picture of me in the studio wearing my Masters polo and Masters socks.
Oh, yeah.
You took that photo, and it is on the – I think it was in 2017, 2018, around there. So you'll have to go in the archives. But that just puts in perspective the Masters fan that I am.
So,
but yeah, you know, Bubba was out there. He's a fan favorite, being a former champion. His daughter completely stole the show during the par 3 tournament, and that was really cool to see.
Very cool. Well, I mean, just what a neat thing. Any just like, would you go again? Would you want to go again during the practice round, or would you only go if you could get a chance to go and actually watch the rounds?
I think if you want to go, the biggest thing is you want to go see Augusta itself. Because if you want to see these players play, you can go to another golf tournament and buy tickets, and it's probably not as hard. But Augusta is just so special. It's filled with tradition. The course is so beautiful, but you know, the players, this is the one tournament that if there's ever a tournament you want to play, it's this one. And of course I would go again. I think there are things I would do slightly different since I've gone already. Like I would probably want to go to the driving range and see a little bit more of that.
Go
to the par three a little sooner and get a better seats at the par three tournament. But, of course, I would go again. I've already got my alarm set for June 1st at 6 a.m. That's when the lottery opens back up, and you go ahead and apply and just see what happens. And we're definitely going to make sure everyone that can possibly apply within my household is going to apply.
Take a lot of chances. Yeah, that makes sense.
I wanted to point this one out. So on TV, you watch it. Like, I don't think the – seeing it on TV puts in perspective how hilly that course is. So
okay.
I'd probably wear more comfortable tennis shoes next time.
That makes sense. All right. Very good. Well, just what a cool perspective, Davis. I really appreciate you getting up a little bit early today and sharing it with folks who, you know, love golf, love the Masters, and may never have a chance to either win the lottery or go for themselves. So thanks for being our eyes and our ears and, you know, letting us get a little picture behind the scenes of what that's like, man. Hey, I always miss you. It was great to work with you, and we'll talk to you again soon, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. This was fun.
Of course. 6:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Well, you heard Davis talking about that beautiful, lush, green course at Augusta. And if you want a lawn that looks even a little bit like that this summer, well, did you get one last year? No. Did you get one the year before that? No. Well, guess what? If you do the same things this year, you're going to get the same embarrassment. Don't look there that you got last year. If instead you'd like to have a lush, green, healthy lawn, call NSEC. And don't wait until June to call them. Call them now. Now is when you really start doing all the different things to get it going and make sure that it's right. If you sign up for them right now, you get a free first lawn application included with any new annual lawn program. That includes initial soil sample, lime treatment on an average size yard. They're going to come out 8 times during the year and give you timed program targeted help that gets your lawn exactly what it needs when it needs it. To find out more information or to schedule an appointment, go to NSEC.net.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join them today as they detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers. It's time to get out and play. Tune in today at 9 a.m. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday and Saturday, check out the toughest firefighter challenge in the U.S. at the Pensacola Beach Firefighter Challenge. Register yourself or a team. See PensacolaSports.org for more. The third annual Fred Levin Way Fest is Sunday afternoon, a free community event highlighting free services and lots of family activities and fun. For more, check out FredLevinFest.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Summer, summer, summertime.
Come back and hit the pace car. All right, well, we're still under a caution. I want you to go back out on that track and hit the pace car.
Hit the pace car?
Hit the pace car.
What for?
Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect. Now go on, go, go, go!
All we need is somebody to lean on.
It is a big night, and it's one we've been planning for quite a while.
The school launched a new capital campaign with the goal of reaching $90 million. It's already reached $65 million. UWF President Martha Saunders says the goal of the campaign is to create more scholarships and degree opportunities for students and invest in new technology. Saunders also announced the largest donation in the school's history, $9 million from Daryl Gooden.
I was born and raised in Pensacola and was lucky enough to go to UWF to get my degree in accounting way back in 1973. So I just feel honored and really blessed that I'm able to give back to the college that gave me my education and really to where I made my money from.
Yeah, pretty cool, man. $9 million contribution, the largest contribution by a living donor in UWF's history, and it'll help. We've already got quite a bunch of money towards the stadium on campus to not build a what are they going to do with the existing? Well, it's an enhancement to that. Like, you know, it's not like they just thought of this yesterday. The whole idea was get the football stadium practice field there in such a way that we can build a stadium around that concept, right? And that's the idea is, you know, phases 1, 2, 3, 5, whatever. Because, you know, it was great when they played at Wahoo Stadium. And then it was, you know, they moved back on campus, which is normal for college campuses, obviously. I thought it was a little bit of a loss for the community because that downtown interaction, it was a great venue to watch football in. But I know there's all kinds of reasons and, you know, what's normal for a university and, of course, what's compatible with the baseball and just all kinds of other stuff. But yeah, very cool. We're going to have a real stadium at UWF. 655 here on News Radio 92.3. Construction's set to begin, I think they said in 2026 was the target date to begin things. Jimmy has got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We are looking all green in Pensacola, just like the field on the Masters. I'm not a sports guy, so I don't know if that's what it's called. But I-10 and I-110 are looking clear.
You call it the sports field?
I called it the field. I can't even remember what I called it.
The field at the Masters.
The field at the Masters.
We'll allow it. We'll allow it.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. We are clear coming in from Gulf Breeze. If you're coming in on Highway 90 from Pace and Milton, you are good to go. We are clear all the way from Pensacola to the beach. And no traffic on Pine Forest or in Carr City. If you do see something that we should be reporting on, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. This traffic report was brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the 5.
And by the way, people have been asking, so we can go ahead and tell you, Jake, who has been a producer for about, what, 6 months? Something like that? Since Candy left, I think? 7 months? Something like that? Maybe a little less. Anyway.
Since October.
Okay. Jake is still going to be doing pep talk, but due to just schedule, the morning doesn't work for him and his family, so he's going to be not producing the show anymore, doing traffic anymore, but Jimmy is, and the good news is they're long friends, and you know, Jake's a drummer and Jimmy's a bass player, so we've side graded.
We played a show together last night.
Yeah, also, Jimmy is a is a raging ginger, so we welcome him aboard. It's about time we get some
the ginger balance,
little better affirmative action going on up in here. That's right. Jake, anything you want to say to folks?
No, it's been a blast, and Jimmy, if you ever feel a little sick, you want to take the day off, I can always come in and. Just give me a little bit of notice, and I'll be here. It'll be fun.
Very good.
It's so much fun doing the show with you.
No, I love it. It's great to have you on board for even the just 6 months or so that we had you. But he'll still be doing pep talk, so you'll still hear him on the station. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, House Speaker Mike Johnson is set to make an appearance alongside Donald Trump today at Mar-a-Lago. Reports say the two will hold a news conference focused on election integrity. An Afghan on the terror watch list reportedly made it past the U.S. Border Patrol and spent over a year inside the U.S. last year. NBC reporting that Mohammed Karwin had been arrested by Border Patrol agents last year, and then he was released pending an immigration hearing, then arrested and released again in February of this year. But after being released inside the country, that's when agents say they learned he was on the terror watch list maintained by the FBI. Since then, he's now been taken back into custody and is awaiting a hearing. And New York is considering rodent birth control, Andrew. Apparently, they're continuing their war on rats there. The New York Times reporting that the New York City Council is introducing legislation calling for the distribution of salty pellets to sterilize male and female rats. That's a problem I'm glad we don't have.
I'm sure there could not possibly be any side effects of massive, widespread, government-mandated birth control for the rodent population. Don't they test human drugs on rats? Isn't that how they...
Yeah, I believe they do,
because we have very similar biology. Okay, all right, I'm sure there'll be no consequences whatsoever. It seems like a stellar plan. That's great. Yeah, so the rats don't reproduce and... neither does anybody else. Okay, cool. Excellent. Good to know. David, thanks so much for the update. All right. Bubba Watson going to make the cut? He's plus one right now at the Masters.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to hope so. How about Tiger? Is he going to make the cut?
Oh, no.
No, he's minus one. I think he will. We're optimistic.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.